Welcome to this edition of the 4Sight Channel Partner Clusters podcast.
Technology news for technology partners.
Microsoft has launched a series of global promotions to help partners expand their customer base, with discounts on Office 365 E1, Microsoft 365 E3, alongside cross-workload promotions between Microsoft 365 Business Standard or Business Premium and Dynamics 365 Business Central. There is a special promotional offer for new Windows 365 customers as well. Microsoft is giving a 15% discount on all new business, enterprise, and frontline SKUs. However, there is a catch. The discount is only available if the specific SKU of Windows 365 has never been provisioned in the customer tenant before. These promotions are targeted at new or existing customers looking to digitally transform and require cloud-based end-user computing. This could include those needing to support BYOPC, temporary workers, and heavy workloads. There are also some promotions specific to the next financial year, including discounts on Microsoft 365 E3, Microsoft 365 Copilot, and Office 365 E1. All of these have certain conditions attached, such as annual commitments or minimum seat requirements. Now, coming to some major changes for educational customers of Microsoft 365. Starting from the 1st of August, 2024, all school tenants with Microsoft 365 or Office 365 subscriptions will receive a staggering 100 terabytes of free pooled storage across OneDrive, SharePoint, and Exchange. That's not all. In addition to this base storage, schools will receive extra storage based on their subscription plans. Schools with A3 subscriptions will get an additional 50 gigabytes of pooled storage per paid user, while those with A5 subscriptions will receive an additional 100 gigabytes. The article also highlights a 10% discount offer on Microsoft Dynamics 365 Business Central. This is available to new Business Central customers who have either Microsoft 365 Business Standard or Microsoft 365 Business Premium subscriptions. In the Azure section of the newsletter, they've focused on the comparison between remote desktop and Azure virtual desktop. Both have their unique advantages and cater to different needs, but choosing the right one ultimately depends on an organization's specific needs and goals. The Azure virtual desktop is best for cloud-first strategies, scalability, and modern user experiences. On the other hand, remote desktop services offer more control for on-premises deployments and smaller-scale environments. It's recommended that regardless of the solution chosen, it's essential to follow best practices for network performance, security, user experience, scalability, and cost optimization for an efficient and secure remote working environment.